260 Dugout Podcast is sponsored by McMahon's Best One Auto, GSP Hitting, and Old Fort Baseball Company.
Yeah. DC. Turn the lights on the diamond. Man. This that 260 Dugout. Mic up, DC in the chair, talking for Wayne Dirt. Red clay in the air, from the sandlot days. Scrape knees, hand-me-down gloves to park few nights. Packed seats, hometown love, Summer City sluggers. Little homies with a dream. Little league lines, chalk bright, fresh seams. Ask the guests how it started, how they carried the doubt. Now they legends in the making on the 260 Dugout. Yeah, it's that 260 Dugout. Pull up, let the stories come out. From the cages to the lights, that's what we about. Four ain't on the cow, we ain't never gonna bow out. 260 Dugout,
say it.
260 Dugout,
louder.
From the kids to the pros, that's the route. Every dream gets a swing in the 260 Dugout.
And this is the 260 Dugout Podcast. I am your host, DC Hendricks. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. And before we get started, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. Apple, Google Play, Spotify, and everywhere podcasts are available. Make us one of your favorites by subscribing to keep up with all the episodes, and you'll be notified when a new episode drops. That way you can keep up, as I've been dropping some bonus interviews and episodes randomly throughout the week. So that's one way to keep up with it all. Just subscribe, and if you're on Apple or Spotify, leave us a review and let us know what you are thinking. If you're on Apple, scroll on down on the podcast, click write a review, and let us know what you are thinking of this show. Keeping things rolling this week's edition. Very excited, as I got a couple of coaches that I have not been able to talk to all season long. So I'm very excited to talk to them. One, the SAC champion, Bishop Dwinger Saints head coach Jason Garrett. I finally get a chance to catch up with him, as they weren't able to make media day because they were outside hosting their youth camp over at WBA. So weren't able to make it for media day. So wasn't able to catch up with Coach Garrett, as I do all football season, but I wasn't able to catch up with him so far in the baseball season. So I want to talk with the SAC champion coach of the Saints, Jason Garrett. And later on, I'm going to be joined by the Huntington North Vikings head baseball coach, Nolan Brimberry, who is the head coach again of Huntington North, who won the NE8 this year, NE8 champion Huntington North Vikings. So very excited for this episode and excited to get into it. So let's get started with Bishop Dwinger head coach, Jason Garrett. We had high school baseball media day prior to the season earlier this spring, and wasn't able to catch up with them because they had a youth camp going on outside over at WBA. But I'm pretty familiar with this coach that I get to talk to today. I think we may know each other. He may be familiar with me, but we have Bishop Dwinger baseball coach Jason Garrett. What's going on, Coach?
DC, nice to be with you again, man.
It's always good. We're not talking football this time, though. Does it feel weird?
This time of year, it's baseball, man. So here we go.
That's right. We got to switch those gears. And I know as we're recording today, you got a game later on today against the Snyder Panthers team that I know is, you know, trying to, you know, get their things in gear. So you got a tough matchup today. So before we get to that, though, I just want to catch everybody up. So as of right now, best record in the SAC and rolling. Talk about your program and what's been going right for the Saints this year.
Well, it all starts with our senior leadership, you know, year in and year out. We always lean on them very heavily. I always say it's a great challenge for your seniors because there's so much going on, you know, namely, you know, last week being the last week of school, this week they've got, you know, finals, and then we've got our baccalaureate mass and graduation, and all the while we're, you know, looking to, you know, hopefully win the conference, which it looks like we've already.
Yeah, so talk about that senior leadership. I know I got one of the guys later on, Houston Ellinger, who I obviously talked to a lot during the football season, but heck of a baseball player too. I'd argue even better on the diamond. But talk about some of the other seniors in Houston that have been leading the program this year.
It starts with his leadership, you know, from the football field, being a team captain, state championship, to, you know, also wanting to achieve the same things in baseball. So he's been a great leader for us. Playing outfield, right field, center field, and then, you know, in the middle of the lineup, showing some power this season, 4 home runs, a high OPS. So doing a great job. Finn Moylanen, Cole Reed, both going to Trine University. They're on the mound for us, just doing an outstanding job, you know, both with very low ERAs, always giving us a chance. Eddie Miller also committed to Trine. Been a real steadfast, solid guy at shortstop for us. And then Casey Piper, the all-state linebacker, playing the corners for us, doing a little bit of catching, and then coming in as a closer at times for us. So we just have an outstanding group of seniors. That's where it all starts. And, forgot to mention also Max Stefanik doing some catching, was also part of the state championship football team. So, you know, when you come off a successful football season and you go into baseball and, you know, you're not sure if guys are going to be locked in and, you know, if they've already kind of met their goals. But these guys have every intention of kind of reliving what we were able to do in football. So we've been excited and been very, very, very proud of the senior class.
Yeah, I've been able to check you guys out a couple of times. And most recently, I was at WBA watching you guys take on my alma mater and the Southside Archers. Almost pulled one over on you. But
yes, sir. He's got it going on over there. They beat Snyder last week. And, you have the sport of baseball, which you can never, you know, anybody can beat anybody any given day. And they started out really strong. And, you know, I think a testimony to our guys is that even when things don't go our way and we don't play our best, they're able to overcome. And I think that's a testimony to a great team and a great group of guys.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that was the first time in history, Coach, I actually seen sweat coming off of.
Probably seen a lot more than that, but yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. But yeah, you guys have, you know, put together a solid season, as I said, top of the SAC. So describe your program. I mean, describe your style of play, because you guys aren't, you know, you play a little bit of a different style of baseball in terms of, you know, in comparison to the rest of the SAC. What describe Dwinger baseball, how you guys play?
Well, it's very aggressive in all three facets. Obviously, you know, there's a high level of importance put on throwing strikes and making teams put the ball in play. You know, we have a goal of 70% strikes with our pitchers. Make them beat us, kind of a philosophy on that sense. Probably the most, unique part of our program is our offense. We install a very aggressive base running system. It actually goes back to Matt Tallarico, who was a graduate of here at Mission Winger in 2003 and got into coaching and kind of took the nation by storm when he was at Dayton University. And albeit ended up with the Yankees and is now, I think, with another team. I can't keep track of where he's at, but it was a base running system and kind of a small ball system integrated with it. So every aspect, that is incorporated in getting a run, we do it. And so there's high standards and high expectations, and we're going to do anything and everything we can to score a run once we get somebody on base. And even getting guys on base, how we take pitches. We have a, you know, hit by pitch drill. We have a two strike approach drill. We do everything we can because at the end of the day, baseball is the most runs win, and it doesn't matter how it happens. So super aggressive. We've averaged about 170 stolen bases per season in my 12th season now. I think we're approaching 120, 125 right now. The hit by pitches, the walks, all those kinds of things. So when I took this over, my biggest thing as in football too, is, you know, just play the game fearlessly as you should take on life. Always forward, fearless, live on the edge kind of a style. And it's benefited us, you know, in seasons where we haven't had significant talent, we've been able to be very successful. Because we stick to the plan and apply a lot of small ball kinds of things, even the way we take leads, going against very, very good catchers, there's strategies you can put in place and still get things done. And so, yeah, to your point, everybody bunts, everybody steals bases. And if you don't want to do those things, then you probably go play somewhere else. So it's fun. I want guys to leave our program, going after life fearlessly. And being able to handle adversity and embrace adversity. I think those are the two biggest proponents. You know, that's how I was raised. And then try to apply that in the more than baseball, more than football life. So, yeah, very aggressive, small ball. We're going to do everything we can to score runs and create some chaos for the other team.
I love it. Now, looking at, you know, some of the past games, you know, what were there any games for you that kind of stood out? Like, man, if we play this way, we can make a deep run in the tournament. There's a couple games that stood out to me. The two wins over, and it was just earlier this month, you know, the win over Carroll, which was a close battle. You guys were able to pull out. And obviously the win over Homestead not too long ago as well. But are there any games that stood out for you that, you know, you go back and watch the game changer tape or go back and follow, you know, the stats? Is there any games that stand out to you?
Yeah, I think it was, I mean, one for sure, it was Leo, you know, up and then down and then extra innings, and we pull it out 9-8. And you know, I tell guys, you know, there's moments in every season, whether it's football or baseball, in this case, baseball, where, you know, you look back on, you know, we got four games yet until we get ready for sectional. And I say everything's aimed at sectional game one versus East Noble. And, you know, we look back over a season, whether they're hardships, you know, with players and injuries and things like that, or there's game time moments where things have either gone our way or they haven't. And you look back on those moments and you pull from them, you know, down three or four, you come back and win, up five or six, and you let a team come back. And, you know, what lessons do we learn? So, Leo, it's a great rivalry. There was a possibility we could see him in the sectional there on the other side. You know, we'd have to be fortunate enough to make it to the championship. But, you know, just that game, you know, where it was, that, you know, it was a busy time of the year, busy part of the season, had some rainouts, kind of up and down and all over the place, still trying to find an identity and, you know, go extra innings and pull that out by a run. And there was just a tenacity and a fearlessness and a grittiness that, you know, I said, guys, you know, this is what we're talking about. And, you know, I've had a lot of seasons. The only time we've exited a season with more than one run deficit, one season, it was 5-3. Otherwise, it's always been a one-run game. We've either advanced by a run, in a lot of cases, sectional championships or regionals or whatever, and then we've been ousted in the semi-state and regional. It's been a one-run game. So all the little things matter. So absolutely. I'd say Homestead, Carroll, Leo, the two games early on against a very good Bishop Lewis team. So, there's been some pivotal moments, and we always try to kind of bank those and come back to them. And, you know, hopefully have a two games this week with Snyder. And then we got a great little tradition with South Bend St. Joe. We'll play in Huntington on Saturday. And then I tell them it's drop zone one on Thursday. We cut them loose. Go win it, you know, do your best, learn the lessons, and that's how we always set up our season. So, yeah, for sure, Leo, you know, tough one against, you know, on the flip side of that, the loss to Norwell, we didn't play well. They played outstanding, lost 4-0. That was the first time we had been shut out. Gosh, we were averaging 8, 9, 10 runs. I don't even know at the time. And offense just kind of went stagnant. It's what happens in baseball sometimes. Had a good outing on the mound by Finn and just couldn't score. So, we had to, you know, that's another moment, right? You got some good moments, you got some hardship moments, and you pack your bags and get ready to go for next Thursday.
Yeah, probably the Cathedral game too. That was a good battle test as well.
We just got off a good weekend. We ultimately could have went 3-0. And you know, the thing with that is you go on the road, low sleep, you know, staying in a hotel. It's a bonding experience, but we also played great competition. We realized when we left there that, you know, when it's right, it can be really, really good. And we certainly could have went toe to toe. We had four errors against Cathedral. We had seven errors Friday night against Munster. We were up on them. And so that's baseball. And you want to learn those lessons, you know, even when you're tired. And sometimes the sectional can get backed up with rain and other things. And you got to win two in a day to get through a semi-state, something that Bishop Binger baseball has yet to do. So, we love being in those environments. I love putting our guys in those environments, you know, throw them out there and make it hard, make it difficult, because we're going to have to go through those moments.
Always great stuff, Coach. Good luck to the Bishop Binger Saints the rest of the way. Hopefully this isn't the last time we talk, but if it is for the baseball season, you already know what it is. Come on Friday nights for football. Yeah. So if I don't see you before then, you know where to catch me. It's always good talking to you, Coach.
Yeah, appreciate you, DC, all you're doing. Always good talking to you as well.
Ready for the next level? At GSP, we build faster, stronger, and more explosive athletes while developing elite baseball and softball hitters. If you're serious about standing out, It's time to train at GSP.
Baseball in Fort Wayne isn't just a game. It's history. From sandlots to stadium lights, the stories of this city live on through the teams, the players, and the fans who never left. That's what we're building at Old Fort Baseball Co. Apparel inspired by Fort Wayne's past, designed for right now. Whether you grew up at the ballpark or you're just finding your love for the game, this is your city. This is your team. Shop the collection at oldfortbaseballco.com.
If you're listening right now, I want you to picture this scenario. You're on your way to practice or running late for a game. We all do it. You hop in the car, you get it started. Just like that, boom. Tire pressure light comes on. Brakes start squeaking. Dashboard lights up like the stadium lights on a Friday night. But don't stress. Relax. Take it to McMahon's Best One Auto. They got you from quick oil changes and flat tire repairs to brakes, alignments, and engine diagnostics. And just like that, they'll get you back on the road fast. That way you don't miss practice, the game, or hanging out with your friends. With 8 locations in Fort Wayne, New Haven, Lima, Ohio, and Bryan, Ohio, McMahon's Best One's got your back. So why wait? Schedule your appointment today at McMahon'sBestOneTire.com. McMahon's Best One, keeping you ready for game day. And welcome in. This is the 260 Dugout Podcast. I am your host, DC Hendricks, here with a special edition as we will be digging into a couple of coaches I haven't been able to talk to yet this season, but was able to connect with both these coaches as SAC champion Bishop Dwinger Saints head coach Jason Garrett will join us later on to talk about the Saints baseball program that's been rolling. But we also, before we even get started with that, we got to talk with the NEA. We got to talk with the NEA champion head coach, Nolan Brimberry, the head coach of the Huntington North Vikings baseball team. And I'm lucky to be joined by coach right now. What's going on, coach?
What's going on? Thanks for having me.
Of course. It's finally good to connect with you. Been trying to get connected with you and a couple of players all season. Things just haven't panned out as some of the, you know, the players were busy. Yep. Things always came up. So looking forward to talking with you about the program. I mean, first of all, let's start there. In a loaded conference with so many great teams, it's got to feel good to be the NEA champ.
Yeah, it's I told the guys it's no small task to win our conference. I know we don't play a lot of conferences play two games for every team. And, you know, we just play seven games, but it's, you know, we've got some great competition and truly up and down our whole conference. If you don't play well in any given night, you can get beat. And, you know, our conference is getting better since I've gotten to Huntington. The talent's deep. The coaches know what they're doing. They're well, everyone's well coached. And like I said, if you don't play well on any given night, you can get beat. And so I told our guys the other night, it's no small feat to go 7-0 in this conference. There's a lot of years that 6-1 has a chance to win this conference outright just because of the back and forth throughout the year. But I'm super proud of our guys. We battled. We, you know, it wasn't easy the whole way. We found ways to get it done. A couple of our victories, we had to come from behind, or, you know, we gave up the lead and we had to fight back for it. But just truly proud of our guys, the fight and whatnot that they showed throughout the season against some really quality opponents.
Yeah, before we dig into the team and some of the games that stood out to me this year, I also wanted to highlight your coaching staff, one of the biggest and most impressive coaching staffs, I believe, in the area, which is probably a testament to the success of your program. Just briefly talk about some of the coaches that I know some people from the area are aware of that helped make Huntington North Vikings baseball.
Yeah, absolutely. I truly couldn't do it without them. They helped me more than anyone knows. Scott Kraft's been with me from the get-go. He's been active in our community and throughout Huntington for quite some time. He was here when I first got here as an assistant, and absolutely wanted to keep him on staff to help build what we're going with right now. And you know, I've got some other people that help throughout in our JV that keep building program down low with Nick Miller, Paul Pike, and Cody Thompson. My brother helps me as well when he can. He's a fireman and gets here. He was a college baseball player. And then I brought on Brad Smock this year, and his son Cooper plays for us and is a great player. But I had met Brad and knew he had a very rich background with baseball, and you cannot have too much knowledge on your staff. I'm not too proud to say that I know a whole lot and know too much, and I'm always ears with those guys. And I tell them all the time, if you see something, let me know. If you see something you want to change, let me know. Let's talk about it. It's truly a group effort. I know, I'm at the top, but I lean on those guys heavily throughout our games and pitching changes and substitutions and who we're going to throw. And, they don't care that I ever mention them ever, but they truly deserve a lot of credit as we've gone through this offseason and the success this season. It's because of those guys that have put in the work, helped our guys. They've stayed after getting extra reps, all that stuff. It matters. And, just some great guys that have helped me along the way, build this program and help with our success this year.
Absolutely, Coach. And so let's start digging into the program a little bit with this collective staff that you have. How would you describe the kind of baseball that your team plays? I know every team has a different style. Some are hit for power. Some just try to get on base by any means necessary. Some hit for contact and just try to knock in runs. How would you describe, and that's just off the offensive side. So how would you describe Huntington North baseball? How would you describe your program?
I would say we're a gritty team. We're definitely not going to, put a lot of fireworks on display with terms of the long ball and all the stuff that a lot of people like to see in baseball. We're going to find ways to get on base, whether that's by hit by pitch, walk, whatever it takes. And then we're going to find ways to get guys around the bases and get them in. Again, we don't have a lot of what they call big boppers in our lineup where at any given time you could go deep, especially at our field. We played a huge field and not very many times is the wind blowing out. So we got to find ways to manufacture and just be a great team and get on base. We've pride ourselves and there's nobody too good or whatnot to put down a bunt or, a safety squeeze or a suicide squeeze if we need it. One through nine has multiple bunt attempts throughout the year. That includes some of our better players and the three and four hole and some of our seniors. They've kind of taken that on, and it's kind of cool to see. I was talking to earlier in the season with our senior leader, Jimmy Linker. And he goes, it's just going to have to be who we are. And I said, I completely agree. I think that plays into our strengths. We've got some pretty good speed. We've stolen a decent amount of bags this year. And, that's just who we are. We're going to take advantage of defensive miscues. We're going to read the ball out of the hand on throws and try to, always put pressure on the defense. I think in high school baseball, if you can apply pressure as much as possible, good things happen offensively. And for the most part this year, we've done a really good job of that. And it's shown, lately we've been scoring some runs and taking advantage of some of those opportunities.
Yeah, and obviously, with the solid record 19-3 this season, I want to start digging into some of the players that I've been talking to this season and following. So let's start off with the leadoff hitter. Let's talk about Linker, who I am also familiar with on the football field, but apparently,
yep, absolutely.
Apparently is a one heck of a baseball player as well. Describe what Linker brings.
If I could keep that dude for four more years, I would. he's just an unbelievable athlete. At his size and to dominate on the football field against the schedule we play and some of the teams we play, it's a testament to that kid and his grit and just what he's about, his work ethic. He's not only one of our best athletes in our whole school, he's truly one of the best kids in our whole school. And if you got, just 2 seconds to talk to him ever, if you never met him at all, you'd figure that out real quick. He's genuine, just a servant dude. He's here to help the team, anything to make sure he can provide some success for us. He's ultra competitive, being the younger brother of Marcus Linker, and you know, playing with him the last couple of years, and now you know, being the older dude on the team, he's just ultra competitive, does things the right way. He's a guy we're truly going to miss. And then, you know, actually, you know, performance wise, he's on base. He's been our leadoff guy for the last two seasons. And I'd put his defensive capabilities in center field up against anybody around. He makes it's crazy. We laugh in the dugout. He makes a diving play or a sliding play, and it's almost like we treat it like a regular fly ball. Like, I expect him to get to those things now. And, you know, I shouldn't, and I need to appreciate those, and I do, but he's just a true talent. I'm excited to see him grow after we get done, whenever that is, and continue playing at Indiana Tech next year. And again, he's one of my favorite guys. Like I said, I can sit down and have a conversation with him like he's my age, and we wouldn't skip a beat. Just a great guy, and a leader within our high school as well in the hallways.
Yeah, earlier this season, I gave Coach McWilliams some issues with not recruiting the area enough, and apparently he's been hitting the circuit. So he's getting a bother.
Absolutely.
He's getting a bother with Linker. So let's keep going. I mean, if Linker isn't tough enough to face, you got to go to the number two hitter. You got Cruz Kindler, who I believe is leading the team in stolen bases and towards the top in average. Talk about Kindler.
Yeah, Kindler, he's been, like I said, he was a freshman when I first got here. You know, as a JV player, his first year or so, he battled through some things. He was kind of figuring things out. As a sophomore, he grew a little bit, became our shortstop, and then definitely battled some things. You know, that first year of varsity baseball, and we play a decent schedule, and the pace of the game and all that, he was figuring out. And then he went to work in the off season after that. He had an unbelievable year last year for us. Hitting 460, you know, wow. just all base all the time. Everything off his bat is hard. He makes great plays all the time at shortstop for us. This year he hadn't skipped a beat. He's not hitting quite 460, but, you know, he's truly a leader in the top of our lineup. He's more of a quiet leader. And he's kind of began the leadership aspect last year and this year more so. And it's shown on taking some of the younger guys that we had in our lineup kind of under his wing, to get them going. And I'm telling you, it's going to be hard to replace him at shortstop, because like Jimmy in center, you get to him at short and it's like you hit the ball to you and we expect the play to be made. And again, in high school baseball, you can't ever think that way, especially we don't play on turf, so it's a little bit harder. But just a great kid, comes from a great family. He's going to be playing at HU next year, and I'm really excited for the opportunities he gets moving forward, especially after we get done with him.
Well, something you said in that kind of stuck out, which was a perfect transition to the next player I'm going to ask about. You mentioned how Kindler is one of those kids that's always on base. Well, there's only one player in your team that's on base more, and that's Nate Bowman, who also leads the team in average and on base percentage. Talk about Bowman in that. I mean, one of the most loaded classes, I told people, class of 27 across the state, not only the area, but it's just loaded. But
talk I'm about telling Bowman. You. He is truly grown. He's one of the few guys I mean, my first year at coaching, there were a couple games we started five freshmen, and he was one of those guys, depending on the day. He had some success his freshman year. Last year, he also had success. This year, he has made probably the biggest jump in terms of production and just being a dude for us that we've had. He had a great off season, got his body in shape, you know, committed to the weight room. I mean, I'm telling you, he's a specimen in the weight room, moved some real weight. And he's been playing a great third for us this year. And, you know, at the plate, he's a guy. I told him, I said, we got to have at least one guy in our lineup that when they swing it, I don't care if you swing and miss every now and then, but the infield's got to be like, oh, I need to step back a little bit. We got to strike a little fear in the left side of the infield every now and then. We can't just bunt all the time. But I'm telling you, he's had a great year. Great year on the mound. I think he might be 4-5-0 on the mound too. And he's just playing a great third for us. Put him in the third, and I started him out in the four hole. I moved him up to the three, flip flop him and Tyler. And it's been a great, great switch for us. Nate's been getting on. He's been driving guys in. He himself has put down some bunts. Even at 6'3" or 6'4", whatever he's at. But he's taken on some leadership roles, been a great dugout guy for us. And obviously he produces on the field and he looks the part out there because we have some, you know, last probably month or so, we've had a lot of college coaches interested in him and watching him. And like you said, it's such a deep class. There's talent everywhere, especially just in this area. But they can all play, and Nate's no different in that aspect.
That's right. And to put everything into contrast about the team before we move to some games that stood out for me, talk about some of the underclassmen. I know Polar is one that I've been seeing a lot of, you know, with prep baseball. You mentioned Cooper Smock already. Talk about some of the younger guys.
Yeah, I've been really fortunate since I've taken over here at Huntington. We're starting to get back-to-back-to-back classes of talent and a lot of baseball-first guys that love baseball. They're committed to it. They're playing in the summer. They're playing in the offseason. They get invited to some of these showcases. And Caden Poehler, again, he was a guy that last year in the offseason, I saw he had some talent, and we're starting to mix him in with the older guys. And it's like, well, he looks no different. He doesn't throw like a freshman. And he had a great offseason. He did some training in Fort Wayne this offseason with some pitching that a handful of the Fort Wayne guys go to. Him and Eli both are there, just working nonstop. Excuse me, nonstop. And working on his craft and making sure that, you know, we're the best we can be on the mound. And the thing I'll say about Caden is, you know, a lot of those guys that do the pitching side of it maybe think of themselves as a PO. And that dude has committed to, I'm going to also be a good infielder and I'm going to be a good batter as well. Mm-hmm. I told him that at the beginning of the year that I was super proud of his effort in that regard. We have a really good middle infield and third base. So he would start at a lot of places in the middle. I'm telling you that right now. He's got quick hands. And I would not be surprised if you see him at short or second, depending on how it pans out next year for us as well. And Eli, his cousin, also a great arm on the mound for us, just electric stuff. He's going to continue to grow. He's started to commit to the weight room. He's been really good. The more mound time he gets, the better he's going to be. And he'll be, I'm not sure where he'll play, but he's going to play somewhere in college. He's got too much talent, too much upside to his body at 6'3" or whatever he is, to not go somewhere. And, you know, we've got, another arm that has been mixed in a lot recently, Hudson Walker. He was down at the, freshman, showcase down earlier this year. And, you know, he's mid 80s on the mound as a freshman. Wow. And just, you know, a kid that he don't think a whole lot. And a lot of our guys, I tell them that's probably better for some guys in baseball, because they just go be an athlete and play. And he's that way. And he's grown this year, even in the opportunities he's gotten. He's developed. He's been a great dugout guy, even though he's not in all the time. But he has got some serious upside to his arm. And I think before said and done, he's going to throw pretty hard here. And I'll tell you what, I've yet to see defensively a better catcher than Cooper Smock that we've played this year. I know he's a freshman. I know people, if you hear me say that and you haven't seen us play, you'd be probably thinking I'm just blowing smoke for his sake. But I'm seriously telling you, he is legit behind the plate defensively. He had a little bit of a slow start offensively, but he has been helping us out. Had some real big swings for us lately. He's starting to see the ball really well, but he's upwards of thrown, you know, somewhere between 16 and 18 guys out already, on the bases. as a freshman. And it's, I'm telling you, it doesn't look like a 15-year-old, 16-year-old kid back there. He blocks it. It took him about 17 or 18 games in for before he had his first error back there for us. And he's, again, he's starting to take on some leadership stuff. He looks the part. He works as hard as anybody on our team. And just because his dad's on staff, I think he works a little harder. That dude is, I'm telling you, he is fun to watch. Anybody that gets out and gets to see us play, I truly appreciate good catcher play, and we've got that here in Huntington North, and I think we're going to have that for three more years here before he leaves.
Yeah, I always give a little extra appreciation to the catchers. I don't think they get enough.
Absolutely.
You know, everybody always talks about the pitchers and middle infielders, but yeah, today, well, let's all, if you're listening right now, let's give some extra love to the catchers.
Absolutely.
Already. So to put everything, you know, finally, I wanted to, you know, kind of not really recap the season, but like kind of also look ahead as the season is winding down. Believe it or not, with half the games being canceled because of rain, but that I digress.
Yeah.
But what are some games this season? I know a lot of NE8 matchups are always ones to watch, but what are some games that stand out to you this season as probably the best games that you guys played?
I'll be honest. I'll go way back. We go over to Lafayette and play three Lafayette schools very early in our season. It's kind of a good little temperature gauge on where we're at with our team, because we play McCutcheon, we play Lafayette Jeff, we play Lafayette Harrison, and they've got some dudes that are going to play big boy baseball, and it's a real good test for us to see, okay, where are we at? What do we need to work on? These teams are going to be playing, you know, hoping for a playoff run as well. What do we need to work on early? And it's a good little gauge right before, you know, before we even get close to conference games, and we see some guys that are similar on, okay, what do we need to get better at? Where's our short game at? What's our arms like? You know, in game situations. And we went over there and went 2-3 against some good teams. They've got real talent. You know, Coach Lowry over at Harrison, he's been there for a long time. He knows what it looks like. McCutcheon's got some serious dudes with the winger kid and the Swank kid over there that's going to Kentucky. And those were good little motivators for our team that, hey, we can play with anybody. And I told him, I said, you know, it's we play our style of baseball. It's different than some, but if we pitch it, we attack the zone at the plate, we attack fastballs, and defensively we find ways to make plays and help our pitcher. We're a hard team to beat. And that led right into some games, especially early, like you said, you talked about the conference games. You know, Columbia City is always a well-coached team. That was a game we ended up walking off on a wild pitch, but we're seeing Deckman on the mound, who's living minimum low 80s, but he was low 90s, and the Yankees were there watching him, and we battled and found a way to Linker stepped in and smoked a triple off him to center and found a way to score a couple pitches later. And we bring DeKalb in, and you know, we're down early. They're offensively a great team, one of the better offensive teams we've seen this year. And that we were down 5-0 real quick. We came back and put a 7 spot up somewhere in the third or fourth. They tied it up with a 2-run home run, and then we ended up scoring 2 runs in the bottom of the sixth with 2 suicide squeezes on back-to-back batters. And again, it's just kind of our style of play, and we'll do what we got to do to score. And, you know, some of those, like I said, some of those conference games, if you don't play well, you can get beat. And record-wise, Belmont's not had a super great year. We go over there on Saturday and we didn't have our best stuff, and we found a way to win. And that was kind of a, we had to win in a different way. And as we've gone through this year, there's been a couple of different games where we've had to find ways to scratch runs. Maybe we're not seeing the ball great at the plate. Maybe we're had a couple defensive miscues, whatever that may be. Maybe we're not as super sharp on the mound. But our kids have battled through our season, and we had a couple tough losses early, and since then we've kind of you know, bounce back and, you know, really kind of start to put things together as we get down the stretch.
Any idea what game winning streak you guys are on? I was trying to count and I couldn't figure it out.
I don't know.
That's good. That means you don't keep track.
Something like that. I think we're north of 10. I'll say that.
Yeah, for sure. All right, well, that's what we'll go with. Definitely north of 10. So you guys are definitely rolling. A few games left, and I look forward to seeing what transpires in the postseason. For now, I'm here to celebrate today the great season you've had. Any eight champions and tons to come. You got a lot of talent on this program, and I look forward to seeing how the rest of the season goes for you, Coach. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, we're excited. Like I said, we have a lot of great kids in our program. I know a lot of our guys look at the baseball numbers, but more importantly to me, we got a lot of good guys in our program. They're leaders in our building. Yeah. On Sundays at church, I see about five or six of them at my own church. And so that stuff to me is real important and it goes a long way. And I think some of that helps with your success on the field. And like I said, these guys love being around each other. Our coaches love being around them. They're fun to coach. They're coachable. The wins will come. You take care of some of the stuff outside of the game and create a culture that kids like to play in and believe in themselves. And I think we're moving that direction, and we're hoping to play for a little bit and into June and play for, a couple more weeks after.
I love that for you, Coach. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
Hey, appreciate it. Thanks for having me.